today's Rambam, Hilchus Shluchim Veshut Fin Perik Tes, Halacha Dalit. The Rambam gives us here a famous din, a famous shitas Rambam in a Machlekes Harishayna, which is the Rambam. We're talking here about the Shvua that there is by Shutfin and Arisin, Apatrupsin, that all of these people that are working together for another, there's a Shvua Amol, when there's a taina on them that maybe they took something too much. So the Rambam says that afal pi she'ein shum sham edim shezeh shutfei oyarisoi, even though there's no edim that he was a shutfei for an aris, elahu moide mipi atzmei v'omer shutfei oyarisei oy ben beisei ani avaloi gozalti klum harezeh nishba v'nikitas chifetz. So even though there's no witnesses that this person was a shutfei for an aris, it's only because he said so. Nevertheless, he has to take a shvua legabe the shayla of maybe he took something that doesn't belong to him. Even though the Huri had a wonderful migui, he didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to say he's a shute for an oris. And here the Rambam says the yisoid she'ein oimrim migui lepoitre meshvua ella lepoitre mimamen. In other words, there's a din of migui that we know that we use throughout the Gemara, that a person has an emonus. If he could have tainted another taina and he would have been zeiche bedin, so that gives him the namanus also to taina another taina. And the Rambam says that migui only works for mamanus, but you don't say migui lafturi mishvua. This is the first time the Rambam tells us this shita that migui lafturi mishvua leam rinan. This is the Rambam shita, and this is really based on a shita of the Rambam's Rebbe, the Rimegash, in the Gemara Masechta Shvuas. Daf Memei, Daf Memvav, Perikol Anishboin. And over there, the Rimigash says this din, says this Yisoy, that Migui Lafturi Mishvua Leam Rino. And the other Rishenim over there, the Ran and the Rosh, they bring the Rimigash, and they argue with Abig Arichas, they argue on this. And with Lashon of the Rosh, he says, Mal, you know, what's the difference? If Migui works Mediraisa, if Migui works Lenin Mammon, why shouldn't it work Lenin Shvua as well? So this is the machlekes. Again, it's a big arichas with rais lekan lekan. The sugi over there masech the shvuas, and the Rambam passes like the Rimegash. Over here, you have this din brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Mishpat, Simon Sadikimu, Siv Beis, and the Mechaber passing and stack like the Rambam and like the Rimegash. The migui lafturi mishvua leyamrina. But the Shach over there on the Shulchan Aruch, he's chelik very strongly. He's chelik on the Mechaber. And the Shach writes to be machriach from many rayas and many mekeres kedarke, like the sheet of the Rosh and the Ram, that migui works lafturi mishvua, just like migui works lafturi mimamen. This is the machlekes again. It's a very well-known machlekes, and it goes back to the Rishenim and then comes to the Paiskim. So the way we said it here, the Vaila, you have the Rimegash and the Rambam and the Mechaber, that all paskin migui lafturi mishvua leamrino. The migui is only legabi mamen, it's not legabi shvua. The Umas, the ones that we mentioned here, are the Ran, and the Rosh, and the Shach, that they argue and they paskin that Migui, just like it works, Le'inyin Mammon, it works Al-Derech Le'inyin Shvua. And of course, if we have to understand one of the Shitas, we have to understand the Shita of the Rambam. This is the Rambam and the Rimegash, the Mechaber, because as the Rosh Tainer, what's the difference? If Migui works Midiraisa, and Migui works for Mammonus, why shouldn't it work for Shvua? What would be the Hasbara in the Shita? They don't say a clear hasbara in it. They say it as a fact. And of course, many hasbaras have been given in different places. You have different hasbaras in the singing. I want to talk one mahalach in the singing. But before we go there, so there's another Rambam later, in the next, we're holding the Kama by the end of Sefer Kinyan, but in the beginning of Mishpatim, you have Hilchas Chirus, and there, in Perik Beis, in Hilchas Chirus, Halach Eches. So the Rambam talks there about, and he says the following. He says, "Hamafk echad hamafkir the hamashil or hamaskir es chaveri beidim et shalei beidim." When one gives a pikadin or a sheila or a schiros to a friend with eidim or without, din echad yesh lehen. It makes no difference if there's yes eidim, no eidim. Kivon shehoide zemi pi atzmei sheshomar lei veshashol mimenu hareiz nishba shvuas hashemirin. As long as the shemer or the seicher or the sheil was moide, that he's a shamer or a shale, so he swears the shvu. Again, l'chura, if he's being moide by atzmai, so he has a migu, he didn't have to be moide. So Dr. Amam Nachamal, she'ein oimrim migi lepotrim mishvua, el lepotrim el shalem. This is the second time. But the Rambam chazes this yisoid that migui only works for mamonis, not for shvua. So Milabayas over here in Hilchus Shutfin, he said it legabi the shvua of the of Shutfin and Arisin and Petrupsin. And in Hilchus Chirus, he says it legabi the shvua of a shemer or a sheil or a seicher, same minion, that migui lafturim ishvua leaminion. But there is different, because there, all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Over there, the Rosh, and the Rishonim agree with the Rambam. But they say it's for a different reason. They say that the reason that by the Shvua Sashemirin, by the Shemer, the Sheil, the Seicher, that there's no Migui that he could have said that he never borrowed it, they say because that's called a Migui de Ha'oza. In other words, it would be a big Ha'oza, it would be a Chutzpah, a big Ha'oza to tell a person, I never borrowed this from you. The person knows he borrowed it from you, he did a favor by borrowing it from you. And you say, I never borrowed, it's a taina that a person wouldn't want a taina. So maybe we don't say that he has a migui. He's saying there's nanas. Nanas is not such a ha'ozah to say. So you say he should be believed that nanas, because with a migui, the Kuru said there was never a sha'ila, that's called a migui da ha'ozah, it's a chutzpah, but maybe you don't have a good migui. So over there they say, Taka, that the migui doesn't work to pater a shvua, because it's not a good migui, it's a migui da ha'ozah. As they zog to Rosh, Diran, other Rishonim, and the emphasis is that din is brought on Shulchan Aruch also, that din from the Chizchiros, the Chesh Mishpah, Reish Sadek Vov, and the Mechaber Taka says, like the Rambam, that you don't see a Migul Afturim Meshua Bechlau, but the Rambam over there says, no, it's not because Migul Afturim Meshua, it's because it's a Migul de Ha'oze, that's why you don't say it. I'll call upon him, so in other words, we have it like this. There is the sheet of the Rishayin of the Rosh and the Ran and the Shach and the Rambo, they all hold a regular migui could be paid from a shvua also, but not a migui to ha'oza. When the tainer that one could have tainted was a bigger chutzpah, that type of a migui can't work lafturim shvua. Mashenga the Rambam and the Rimigash and the Machaber, they're not mechalik. They're saying a migui doesn't work lafturim shvua. It doesn't matter migui to ha'oza, not a migui to ha'oza. A migui doesn't work lafturim shvua. Kilo to them, the difference of ha'oza or not ha'oza makes no difference. That I'm a chalik b'chlal, it doesn't matter. Because if a migui works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. There's no chiluk if it's a migui de ha'oza or not a migui de ha'oza. So it comes out that we have really two differences between these two mahalchim, these two shitas in the Rishonim. The shita of the Rambam and the Rimigash is that migui doesn't work in yeshua, period. And it makes no difference if it's a migui de ha'oza or not a migui de ha'oza. Mashenkin, the sheet of the Ran and the Rosh, and the Ramah, the Shach, they hold that a good migui could work even lafturim yeshvua, but a migui de ha'ozah, that doesn't work lafturim yeshvua. So we have to understand here what's this machlekes side by a regular migui. If it works lafturim yeshvua, to pater you from a shvua and sai, does a migui de ha'ozah make a difference or not? So say one vart that's, I think, a vart in the yeshiva and the shiurim, was mezakt zazei. So you do that there's a shaila, how does migui work? Does this nemonus that a person is nemon, midin migui, which works midin reisen, works through avshas, why does a migui work? So there is the common understanding, the regular way of understanding, based on the Lashon of the Gemara, that a migui is mali l'shakir, which means that the migui is a raya, that the person is an honest person. But pashtus, if he would have been a liar, he would have said the other taina. From the fact that he didn't say the other tiny, he's saying this tiny, you know he's an honest person. Again, you know he's honest in what he's tiny. Because if he would, mali l'shakir, if he would have wanted a lie, he could have said the tiny that definitely would have been accepted. So that's one way of learning migui. The migui is a raya to the nemonus of the person, where it's a birur that this is an honest person. The other way, vasmalardin from migui, many times it's attributed to Rebbe Chanan Wasserman in the Kevet Shiurim. But that is, the migui is not so much a raya to the nemonus of the person, but rather that migui is, as it's called, it's the kayach ha-taina, meaning, that he had the kayach to taina, the first taina, the taina that he could have tainted, and he would have been zeche betin. So he has a kayach in this taina. So whatever taina he tainas, has that kayach to be zeche betin. Again, it's not so much a birur nemonus, a raya that he's an honest person, but a migui is a koyach. We give the taina that he's taining the same koyach that the first taina had as well. The transfer of a koyach of a taina. That's the lamdas that was mezakt in migui. So this is the chkira, the shaila, of is migui a birur in the nemonus of the tayin, or is a migui the transfer of a kayach hatayna. Here we have a shayla about migui lafturi mishvur. So a shvua is definitely there to prove the nemanus, the honesty of the taina of the toyin. If a person is willing to take a shvua deraisa, a shvua benikidas chayfetz, that clearly shows that this emes was azot. So the concept of shvua is to prove the truth, the truthfulness of this person. Is azay. If the geder of migui is a birur, shows on the nemanus of the person, like this, like the regular way of learning migui mali l'shaker, that he's an honest person. So then, just like migui works for mamonis, why shouldn't it work l'inyan shvua? There's the migui is a raya that he's an honest person, so why make him swear? The whole meaning of swearing is to show that he's honest. The migui showed that he's honest. So therefore, migui could patter from a shvua also. That would be the shita of the Rosh, the shita of the Ran. Mashenkin, if migui has nothing to do with proving the honesty of a person, rather it's just the keach and the taina, so then you could say, but lagabi shvua, when the Torah is mechayiv a shvua, which means the Torah is mechayiv that you should prove his honesty, so a migui doesn't prove honesty. A migui is not about proving honesty, it's a keach hataina. So migui lafturi mishvua leyam rinan. A migui doesn't give you what a shvua would give you. A shvua would give you a proof to his honesty. A migui doesn't give you that. So migui lafturi mishvua leyam rinan. Beifen, that the machlekes between the Rimigash, the shita of the Rimigash and the Rambam versus the shita of the Rosh and the Ran is really a shaila of what's the gather of a migui. That the Rambam and the Rimigash learned that a migui is a keach hataina, and b'meila it doesn't give you what a shvua would give you. So migui lafturi mishvua leyam rinan. Mashenkin the Rosh and the Ran perhaps learned that a migui is taka a birur nemonus, it's a birur of the nemonus of the person, and therefore it gives you what a shvua would give you, so a migui could pater from a shvua. Which ebazei, it would be very gishmak also the second chelik. Why the Rosh and the Ran hold that einoch enami a migui could pater a shvua, but now when it's a migui de ha'oza, Mashenk in the Rambam is not mechalik between yem migui de ha'oza, not migui de ha'oza. What would be the yisayid? Same thing. When you think about a migui de ha'oza, in other words, when a person could have been zeicha with a certain taina, but it would have been a chutzpah to say that taina, and instead he says a second taina. So should migui de ha'oza work or not? So l'chur is dependent on the same shaila. If migui is a raya to a person's honesty, and the teichin is that if he would have wanted to lie, he could have said that taina. So then, well, if that taina would be a bigger chutzpah, so he really couldn't say that taina. So it wasn't so geschmack to say that taina. So the migui is not a good migui. It's not a riot to his honesty anymore. So therefore, migui da'azo le'am rinon. Mashenkin, if migui is just the fact that he could have been zoyche bedin with the first taina, that's transferred to the second taina. So who cares if the first taina would have been a chutzpah to taina? He still had the koyach to be zoyche bedin. B'melukum des l'shita sayuk azli. The Rosh and the Ran, who they hold the migui after mishua amrinon, which means that they hold that migui gives you a birur nemonus of the person, tells me he's an honest person. Say, but not if it's a migui de ha'oza. Because if it's a migui de ha'oza, then the migui daka doesn't give you a birur to his nemonus. Because there's a reason he couldn't taina that first taina. No, there's no mali l'shaker. Because the first taina would have been a ha'oza, would have been a chutzpah. So the migui didn't give you a birur nemonus, felt in the migui. So in such a case, they're going to say, take a migui lafturi mishvua leyam rinon, because it doesn't, when it's a migui does, it doesn't give you the raya to his honesty. And mele, it doesn't help here, lafturi mishvua. Mashen ken letiri migash in the Rambam. That migui, perhaps, is not the birur of the nemonus of the person, rather the keach hataina. So take a migui does makes no difference. Doesn't matter if it was a chutzpah or not a chutzpah after all, because Lapelu could have been Zeche Bedin. So the Ha'aza Chelik makes no difference. On the other hand, Migui Laftur Mishvua Le'am Rinon, any Migui, whether it's Ha'aza or not a Migui de Ha'aza, doesn't help Laftur Mishvua. Hey, yes, that the Migui never gave you what the Shvua would have to give you. No, these are Yonim Yesh La'arich Behem, but that's one verse, Lachapanem Mishita Sarambam, and Migui Laftur Mishvua Le'am Rinon.